come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Mics are live. Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ryan Cowgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. If you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do, well, you can give us a call, 877-711-5611. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. You can give us a call, 877-711-5611. That number again, 877-711-5611. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be talking with Rich Cowgill, of course, and he'll have his Mighty House tip of the week. And we're going to do, in the second hour, we've got the Mr. No. What do we got? Mr. Burness, from Steve Burness from the BBB. And he will be on to talk about the latest things, scams and stuff that are going on. And in the third hour, we've got Clutter Clarity with the anti-Robbie.
Yay!
Sherry Schultz. So we'll have that
going on. That'd be like Collector's Corner then.
Yes. I like that.
There we go. All right, can you double-check the Facebook page there, Rich, and make sure we're posted?
I am working on that as we speak.
I shared
it. I think you're good on the Mighty House page.
Okay, yeah, I just shared it to the Mighty House page. So
I know, and I was trying to share it to mine only because then I get all my locals.
Yeah,
but I don't think that worked.
Let me just double check this. Now we'll go back to our home page here and double check that, because you know if you join us on Facebook Live right now, you'll be able to see everybody that's going on. We're also going to have a little show and tell later with Sherry Schultz in the third hour with some fun stuff. We have from Kohler was some new stuff from Kohler, since Sherry works with Crawford Supply. We're gonna talk plumbing parts and stuff like that in the third hour.
Parts,
stuff like that. We're broadcasting
parts
worldwide. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And this little nasal thing I've got going is really giving me some pipes. I'm digging this. This is all right. Yay. Good morning.
It's your Harley voice.
Yeah, it always sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I get the Barry White stuff going.
Yeah. How you doing, Sherry?
Hey.
All right. Let's see. Double checking. The computers are a little slow. You're saying we're on posted up on our page, right?
Yes. I see it.
You do see it.
It is on our page. Yes.
Okay. Look at that. There it is.
See?
All right. Cool. Okay. So before we get started here, also on Twitter last week, Rich, on the Twitter.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I sent this to you or not, but someone was complaining that you did not sing loud enough during the Clutter Clarity song.
Oh, Rich.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed.
Obviously new listener. No, that's a new listener. I don't sing.
Said Rich.
My family doesn't even let me sing happy birthday. It's that bad.
No, Uncle Rich, please, no.
We don't sing.
No, Uncle Rich, please don't sing.
Yes. Or if I'm driving in a car somewhere and, you know, the radio's on, Gina, and I'm just doing it, not even realizing it, she'll go, "Who sings this song?" You know, and I'm like, "The Rolling Stones." She goes, "Leave it that way."
I hate that one.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah, but you can sing.
Yeah, see, there's a difference there, Sherry.
I mean.
So let's pull a Robbie difference here and say, okay, stop. Sherry, who are you? Where are you from? All that stuff. Give us the lowdown.
Hi, I'm Sherry Winchester Schultz, frequent co-host when Robbie decides to go astray.
Uh-huh.
And I work for Crawford Supply. We sell plumbing and cabinetry. Wholesalers, yeah.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, the fun stuff. The stuff that you can't live without. Everything from knockdown RTA import cabinets to custom Amish. Lines like Schrock and Omega. And
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Burt. Okay. Well, we got Birch Vanities and Wellborn. Oh, Birch, Wellborn, yeah. Caverns. Mm-hmm. And Shiloh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you actually have quite a few brands.
We do.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. And everything that you can flush or push water through.
you guys have a part for it.
We do, yeah. The dirty stuff in the ground, the rough stuff behind the wall, the pretty stuff that people turn on and off and let water flow through in their bathrooms, kitchens.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I dealt with Crawford for years, you know. And, yeah. Plumbing fixtures, but I didn't realize that, you know, into cabinets and stuff. Well,
the cabinets is a relatively new thing. It's been within the last, you know, five to six years. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You've been setting up showrooms and adding your showrooms. The cool thing is you've got a lot of great showrooms, too.
We do. We have four of them locally here in Chicago. One on 3900 North Lincoln in the city, and then Morton Grove, Mokena, and Itasca.
And you can go to any of those locations.
Mokena that I dealt with.
Mokena, yeah. Yeah, that was down in your neck of the woods.
So you don't need to be a contractor to go there.
No, right? No. People can come in off the street.
Okay.
And then
it helps because knowing what you're asking for helps.
Yes, it does. But that's what we're there for. We'll hold hands and tell you what you need. And then contractors can come in and purchase from us, and they can send their customers to us. And, we'll take care of them.
Right. So if you want brass fittings that don't split, and that you don't buy from the store that are cracked already.
Right.
Because they were
last a year, you know. And that's something people are like, well, I don't care if it lasts more. It only lasts a year. I'm like, do you understand sometimes, like, how difficult it is to replace one of these? My favorite is somebody who spends, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 on the most beautiful granite, and then they want to put a $100 sink. It's like, what are you thinking? Because if that sink fails, you don't just, you know, it's not like, oh, my jeans split, I'm going to go buy another pair.
Right.
Yeah.
And it only breaks when you're out of town.
Right.
So it's not like you just need a new faucet or fitting. You have a flood.
Yeah. Right, right.
Well, it's like, you know, I mean, and this is not a knock on Moen Chateau faucets. Moen Chateau faucets have
been around forever.
35 years.
Yeah.
They're inexpensive, and they're built like tanks typically, you know, until you go to the box store, because now they're plastic and they're nasty. But we just finished a house for like over $3 million, and that's what they put throughout the whole house was Moen Chateau.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it's so weird to walk through this house and see, you know, beautiful house, and then you go to any of the bathrooms, kitchen, and it's like,
they must have let the plumber buy the materials.
No. They went to our supplier and selected everything, and they just wanted to keep price down, so they stuck with, like, base models.
Oh, no. Wow. You can get a lot nicer things.
But the only thing is, I would say, it's people that buy a house for over $3 million, I don't think, are on a tight budget.
Right?
So,
and if they are, they don't need
to. I don't feel bad for them.
Wow, they could have had, like, a high-end Kohler Callista roll or Dornbrock.
Yeah, and that's typically, like, I'll see a ton of Callistas. Rizzo. And actually, we're getting on a whole other thing now, but the new faucets, kitchen faucets, we went away from bridge faucets all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Now everything's almost like that pull-down spray kind of look, almost commercial.
Right.
But it's amazing how crazy some of the manufacturers are getting with that arched portion.
Yeah.
You know, either it looks like spring or it's got wires or it's bony. And you know what I mean? This kitchen sink faucets are getting
making it look commercial. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like pot washers.
But they're neat as hell. Yeah.
They are.
And they're only $1,200.
Well, you know what? And here's the thing is that
they're good ones.
Even at a place like Crawford, you can pay all kinds of, I mean, different prices.
Oh, yeah, wide range of prices.
We've got those professional-looking faucets like you're talking about with the springs and coils and stuff. And like, the list price starts at maybe $500 or $600, and it goes up to a couple thousand.
Yeah.
So you can pay whatever you want to pay.
Yeah.
Well, and like I said, with the Moen Chateau, if you go to a box store, I think you could probably get one for $29 or $39.
Right.
And that same faucet, you go into a supply house, and it might be $40 or $50, and people don't get it. It's night and day.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go get one from the box store and you hold it next to the one that you got at the supply house, the supply house weighs probably a pound, 2 pounds more.
Right. I was just going to say, if you could just hold one in each hand, you would completely understand.
You would know, and you'd go, yes, please, I'll have the $45 one, not the one at the box store. And it's hard to get people to understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. So,
I don't know.
Excellent. Well,
but it's
if you're looking for plumbing parts, you're getting ready to do your kitchen, your bathroom. There's no better place than
a sump pump or a water heater.
Crawford Supply.
All that stuff.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and we come back. We'll get some emails and phone calls and stuff like that going. You can give us a call. It is 877-711-5611. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
There's one we need to change, yet the phone number was wrong. 877-711-5611. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, we don't have anything to give you. You just got to give you some answers. You got questions, we'll answer them right there. And if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, what can they do?
Go to mightyhouse.net, look on the contacts page. Just give us first last name and your email address, click on submit, and there you go.
Boom, done, just like
weekly
that.
Weekly updates, that way you know what's going on in the show or what's not going on in the show. And
yeah.
Something like that.
And we had the videos posted up for the attic insulation.
Yep.
So we were doing some of those. So we got
I'll leave those in the newsletter for a couple of weeks, but
yep.
Informative.
Yes. Yes. So tells you how to insulate your attic properly. And so that'll be pretty cool. So we also posted up there's an article that I found. And it's how to tighten up your house if you're going to redo your siding on the outside.
Mm.
So you've got an opportunity. If you're tearing the siding off, you're going to redo it. Instead of just putting the cheapy quarter-inch fan fold stuff up and then going over top of that, you can do a layer, or what they're showing is two layers of 2-inch, which is pretty serious. It's 4 inches of insulation on there. That'd give you an R20 on the outside. Before the siding even goes up.
It would also mess with every damn window you have.
Yes.
Yeah.
All your, you have to blow out all the, they show you how to go around all the windows and doors and blow all that out and box it up. So it's
What kind of siding are they putting on there? Because now you have no attachment unless you're using 5-inch nails or screws.
Yeah, so then they take like a 6-inch screw and then take a 1x4 and you shoot that up on all the studs. So now you've got that every 16 inches to hang your siding on, whatever siding you want to hang on there. But it also gives you that air gap. So then they're showing you how to hang the screen down, and then the 1x you bring it up. So that way when you hang your siding, you can't get bugs and stuff up in that space between the insulation and your siding. So it's a pretty good article about how to tighten up your house. And the one that because we've actually done several houses like that before. Yeah. We never used two layers of 2-inch. We've just done the 2-inch foam.
Well, is that sufficiently insulating the house that buys you more time? Like you're not going to have to run up to the attic and do what you did in the video?
Oh, no. You still need to do that. You still need to do that part. And they show you how to actually wrap even the roof in the same thing. They're doing 2-inch foam on the roof and then putting another layer of plywood on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
They're really tightening the sucker up really good. So it's an interesting article. If you're looking ready to redo your siding and stuff, it's something to look into for sure.
I think you still got to be careful, though. Yeah. I mean, most of you get those, these houses in Chicago, the bungalows and stuff, there is no soffit.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? You can't even build it out 4 inches without being past your gutter line.
Yeah, yes. Well, you know, the way they wrap it up, though, when they get to the roof, they're going past the roof and then they're – they're boxing that out and actually building a new soffit on the outside. They're cutting off all the rafter tails so that that foam comes up all the way to the sheathing that's on the roof, and then they're putting layers of insulation on the roof too.
Do we have an idea of how much more it costs to do it that way?
It's going to easily double. It's easily going to double.
But you're going to save money with heating and cooling
over
costs.
The next 35 years.
Yes. Yeah. No, it'll make a huge difference.
Yeah. I don't want to be that guy, but it's like sometimes you're just better off tearing the house down. That's why we call it planned obsolescence.
Yeah. Well, the house we did had...
I mean, it's not always practical to do that, but I mean, if you're going to put new windows in and do all this at the same time, it's fine, and at your best expense, you know, so then it's just, you know, boxing out, like Ron says, you just bigger jam liners and so on. You can put new windows in and they'll be to the outside, but it's just easier to, I don't know, somehow just strip the drywall and foam it.
Right, yeah.
Which is one better than the other, or just more convenient, or...
Well, if you need to do siding anyway, and, you know, that's the one that we just did last year was that was the problem. They had drive it, and they had a lot of wood rot and stuff like that because the drive it had been leaking and rotted out the windows.
Yeah. What's drive it?
Drive it is a, it's a fake stucco.
Cementitious siding system with a foam backing.
Ooh, listen to you, cementitious. Yes.
Throwing out the big words.
We used a lot
morning.
Of it when it came out. It seemed like a great idea. You put foam up all over your house, and then you just smear some pre-made stucco all over it. And when you look at it, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Except that it was retaining water and rotting everything behind it because nobody ever was taught how to install it right. Oh. So it's not a bad product, but you damn well better put your drainage, you know, stuff together and make sure it works right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I won't use it. Too much liability with it.
Yeah. And that's why we won't touch it. You know, we take it off.
Yeah.
But we won't put it off.
Yeah.
We don't mess with it. I saw so many problems with that drive it just because it wasn't installed correctly, you know. And that's the biggest problem. I mean, if it was installed correctly, it'd be fine. But it's not something I want to mess with because it's only an eighth inch of concrete.
No, and you can't be there every day, all day, babysitting the installers. You have to assume that they've got somebody on site that cares.
Right.
And they don't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really the problem. So with that house, we ended up tearing all the drive it off. We're replacing all the plywood sheathing on the outside because that had rotted. We actually, on one section of the house, had to take the 2x4s out because as we were pulling the plywood off the outside, the studs were coming with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How old was this house?
It was 12 years old.
Oh, they must have been really frustrated.
Yeah.
Well, I would have been really frustrated.
The problem is there's a whole neighborhood of these.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a whole neighborhood of them.
So that's where you're working for the next couple of years?
Yes. Yeah, we've given one house
you could,
to the next.
Yeah.
So we've already given a couple of the quotes, but people choke on it. It's not a cheap undertaking to do it.
Well, it sounds like you're kind of rebuilding that portion of the house.
Well, yeah. Well, and we don't know what we're getting into. You don't know until all the foam comes off how bad it's rotted underneath.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. So, and then it's, of course, all new windows.
Oh, what? Why all new windows? Because the wood is rotted around it?
Yeah, because the windows were rotted on most of them. And then at that point, you just do them all.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, again, it's a good product if installed properly. And so.
Yeah.
Problem is they just didn't. So
never a dull moment when you're a homeowner.
No. No, sometimes it's better to rent. So I don't know. I'm not convinced that home ownership is the way to go all the time.
I know. There is always something.
There's something to be said for paying your rent and just leaving it to somebody else.
Garbage disposal doesn't work. Hey, come fix this.
Yep. I guess if you got a good landlord, then it's okay, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, that would be the key, I guess. A good landlord versus a bad one.
Yeah. I believe they do exist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I like owning just so I can do whatever I want within my walls and not have to worry about anything.
Exactly. Cool.
And if you do the maintenance or like, you know, you get a house and make sure you can afford it to begin with, don't stretch yourself too thin. But if it's an older home, do this stuff right away. You know, get your mortgage with some cash, whatever. But get the things done, and then you don't have the nagging headaches week after week, you know?
Right.
Until you've lived in the house for 22 years, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I got to redo this and this and this and this and this.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
But you know it's going to come, so that's what the little envelope's for.
Right.
Not
right.
steal from, so that you have the money when it's time.
Right.
Huh. Cool.
What?
On the Facebook, I was trying to.
On the Facebook.
I was watching the video stuff on the Facebook there, where people are watching, making comments and stuff, and I went to go boost it, and it said you can't do that.
Can't boost a live video.
I said, okay, fine, be that way. So, all right, let's see. Oh, so I was going to make fun of Dodge trucks today because there's a recall.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there's a recall on 1.5 million Dodge trucks.
What for?
The shifter sticks and it doesn't work.
That'll be a problem.
Yeah.
So on automatic.
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah. On the automatic, the shifter, there's shifter issues. It's not shifting.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. But
do they have a shifter? I thought they all had dials now.
Yeah. It could be. And maybe that's it.
No, last time I was up there to do what we were at Pheasant Run for that live remote, I'd rented a Dodge Durango.
Yeah.
So I hop in the thing, and I'm like, there's nowhere to put the key. It's a push-button start.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I've driven one of those, and I'm like, what the hell? So then I got, okay, push the button, it's running. Just no shifter. And it's dark, it's not like daytime.
Yeah.
And then I see the dial, and I'm like, how do you race with a dial?
Really, there's a dial? Oh, I haven't seen that.
It's just a dial.
Yeah.
I'm doing Chevys.
And, of course, electronics never go bad. Contacts.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't like that. Give me a shifter.
Yeah. Well, it's just even the even your gas pedal and as that stuff is all.
Yeah, it's all fly-by-wire. Throttle position sensor,
Yeah, it's all it's wire. It's not a cable running to the engine anymore. So the same thing. It could be that it's a dial on the console somewhere, and that's what's messing up the shifter. So, but the problem with the Dodge trucks, the shifter thing is, but then there's also now a potential recall for Ford on all of their F-250 and 350 pickup trucks. They're doing the same.
It's not a good year for pickup trucks.
No, but they did the same thing VW did. They programmed their computers to put out good emissions only when it's plugged into something sensing it. You go over to the emissions to get your emissions checked, and they plug in.
Yeah, yeah.
When you plug into it, then it will run really clean and efficient.
Oh.
You unplug it, and then it doesn't.
Oh, that sounds sneaky.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's Ford. Who's doing that? Ford? What?
Ford, Bosch wrote all the programming for it.
Right.
So Bosch and Ford did that for their diesel pickup trucks. So
yeah, because Volkswagen just got killed with that.
Yes. Yeah, so they just got
Ford's next.
Yeah, so Ford's next up on the list.
How do they even know that? Like, how do you discover it?
Well,
no.
All right. Well, we got phone calls too, but when they do the testing, you can tell your fuel mileage changes and stuff. Oh. So,
all right,
they've got ways they're looking for
this
now.
Yes, of finding out the truth.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize that. Pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org. That's fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, we'll answer your questions. I think that's pretty much all that we're doing today, right? Right, Rich?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right, cool. And sitting in for Robbie is Sherry Schultz. And
hi, everybody.
are you still, who's president right now of the NARI?
That would be Phil Vadeckis.
Oh, Phil is.
I'm chairman of the board.
Oh, yes. You bring the booze.
I do, yeah. In fact, where is my rocks glass?
Yes.
Yeah.
And my fake cigarette. I'd need a candy cigarette.
So Phil is president now, huh?
Yeah. This is year two for him.
Oh. Wow. I've been gone longer
you
than
have
I thought.
Been, yeah. Yeah. You've been, yeah. You haven't been to any of the meetings.
Yeah, you're in a way back machine.
Yeah. He's been busy working.
I've got too many irons in the fire lately.
Yeah.
You do. You haven't even been making the meetings too much?
No,
I haven't seen him.
Nope.
I had to actually stop into work to see him.
Yeah, she came over to the office and stopped in to make a house call, I guess you could call it.
That's right.
Bringing care packages.
I brought some treats.
That's good.
Nice.
Well, let's go to the phones, and you can give us a call, too, 877-711-5611. And let's go. This is Will. Is that correct?
Will, yes.
Hey, Will, you're on Mighty House.
How you doing, guys? The lovely lady. How you doing?
Hi, Will.
How you doing?
Hi. Okay. You were commenting on driving before. I'm a certified driving inspector as well as other stuff. And as you say, the problem is they didn't put in the drainage plane. But it's no more of a problem than when they use these thin stone veneers for the exterior or things like that. Everybody thinks the Tyvek's a drainage plane, and it's not. It's like radiant, the radiant insulation. They have the radiant insulation, but then they put in contact. And so therefore, it's no longer radiating. It's just conducting. But if drive, the product is called Keefs. But the company that developed it was called Drive-In. And if you have an actual drive-in system put in by Drive-In, it's usually pretty good. I very rarely see problems with actual drive-in systems. And the way you can tell is the fiberglass under the coating is either blue or red. That's just, you know, the trademark stuff that they used. I've seen people rip off, you know, that they don't put the drainage plane on. I even saw one house where they, instead of styrofoam, they use that yellow foam that you have for cushions, you know?
What?
Then they covered it with 10 mil plastic.
Oh.
And painted the synergy onto the 10 mil plastic.
Oh, come on.
And honest to God, and what it was you know, you had the little I went over and I was inspecting it, and there was some areas that were ripped open. And what happened was squirrels would rip it open and put their nests inside there. So the pointing on the corners of these big houses, and they were like squirrels. But it was like a squirrel condo, you know. and the other thing they tried to do to resurrect it, the Synergy product itself, the paint is pretty good.
I use Synergy too up there.
The architects on the north, some of the architects on the North Shore, they would put the sheathing of the house as sheetrock.
Right.
And, you know, the cement board. And then they just painted the Synergy.
Oh,
and that's
no.
the exterior. And it might work well in California, but not on the North Shore of Chicago.
Right.
What would happen? It just crack the seams and then water would get in. In fact, the thing that kills drive-in most, I found, is 4-year-old girls with tricycles. Just crash into it, and they put a hole in it, and then the water starts to get in.
Well, we don't need to pick on little girls, little boys probably too, and some baseballs and hockey pucks.
Yep. Skateboarding does it when we do it on commercial buildings.
I'm just saying my experience, especially having all daughters.
Oh, okay, that's right. You have all daughters, so yeah. I get it.
So anyway. So I just thought I'd help you out with that and give you a little more information. Did you check out that thing I posted about the new tiny house?
Well, in the concrete tubes?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. They took, those look like they're 10-foot
sewer
long.
Pipe.
Yeah, sewer pipes. Yeah. And they're building houses out of them.
Yeah.
Unreal.
And they're stacking them like cordwood. You know, they stack them like cordwood. And then you've got all these, you know, just like ladders that go up to all these different tubes.
We've gone back to cliff dwelling.
Yes, exactly.
Pretty much.
Yes, it's exactly what it looks like.
So after the scare last week, there was a lot of them, a lot.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. That would be a good bomb shelter, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're
have a good one. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, later.
Say what, Phil.
Cool.
That's always an ongoing thing. I see it down here all the time when we talk about, like, not so much this drive it, because we do everything stucco, but just trying to explain the difference. Everybody thinks you throw up Tyvek or Typar and you're good to go. And I'm like, no, that's not a drainage plane. You need to have separation so that moisture can move.
Right. It needs a drain. Just like I was talking, when you stack up the foam board insulation, put the 1x4 over that, and then you put your siding on that. That creates a plane for that moisture that gets behind the siding to drain out. You don't want it holding everything tight. So,
yeah, and hardy siding is, you know, all the cement siding products are actually like the worst if you don't have a drainage plane.
Yeah.
Because they go up against your Tyvek or your house wrap, I should say, so tight that it literally creates a dam.
Right.
So any water gets trapped in there, it gets trapped on top, and it gives it time to soak in, where if you just put a quarter inch standoff on over each of the studs, that water will run right down and out, or it'll dry out, and you won't have any water moisture issues in your house. So,
what do you use for a plane?
Well, there, you can buy different...
A Cessna or Piper.
Yeah. All right.
Now, like a company called Benjamin Opdyke, they actually make... It's basically like a Tyvek or Typar house wrap, but it has little dimples of plastic on it so that the siding cannot sit tight against the wall.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Or... Some USG actually makes plastic strips that are 1.5 inches wide, and you just nail those up over your Tyvek or over your house wrap, you know, and that gives you your drainage plane.
And okay. Doesn't Tyvek,
it's not that hard to do.
And Tyvek makes a crinkle product, too.
I see a crinkle product.
I'm not sold on that one.
Yeah.
Just, it's not enough. You know what I mean? I don't think so. If it was vinyl siding, I would say yes, but not for cement siding.
Yeah.
Because the cement siding still gets nailed back so tight that...
Yeah,
I think it would flatten push it the out. Wrinkles away.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, the Tyvek crinkle stuff looks like your Randall's shirt.
Yeah,
pretty much. That's you know, it's just like it's something that's thrown in the corner, and you know, and they I got to pick
just barely crinkled.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
It's like a broomstick skirt.
Yeah. Exactly. One of those deals. Yeah. That's cool.
Nice.
So that's where it goes.
Broomstick skirt.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew Ryan would know what I was talking about. He's got a couple at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Not that I've shown anybody.
No, all right. Sorry. I let the cat out of the bag.
I don't go out with those. Come on.
They're sort of kilt-like, but longer.
Yes.
The longer's better.
In the winter, yes.
Yeah, it keeps you warmer.
Right.
Uh-huh. Not that I'm talking from experience at all.
Right. No.
No. Yeah. Mm. It's that Irish background, Rich. You know? Scottish Irish background of wearing kilts.
Yeah, you cowgirls know about that.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
No. Your sister never dressed you up like that?
No.
No? You were able to run away. You were always faster than her?
Apparently. I was always larger, though, too.
Oh, well, then that works.
Yeah. Nail polish? Yes. Did she put nail polish on you?
No.
No?
No, 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 no.
Oh, no?
On the dogs, maybe. Paint the dog's nails. No, I never did any of that.
My daughter did that to me all the time.
Yeah. He did it to my brother. Well, he wanted to. He's like, he sees all the girls putting stuff on their fingers. Like, do me, do me.
Uh-huh.
So he just put clear on him.
Right.
My dad still hated it.
I bet.
At least, you know, with my hair, she couldn't do much with my hair. So yeah. It's not like they could braid
my hair.
No little
dolly curlers and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when I was in high school, my sisters used to braid my hair. But
how long was it?
But a couple of things have changed since then.
Yes.
Sister moved away, and yes. So did his hair.
Yeah. It slid down the back of his head.
No. I still have the same number of hair follicles I had when I was 17.
Oh.
They're just in different locations.
Oh.
It's not the same place anymore. That's what happened. It's still the same
number. Just grow the beard out and comb it around and up on top.
Exactly.
Yes, it always makes a lovely comb over. Split the beard down the middle and go both ways.
You tie it in a knot on top. And then you could have a man bun.
A man bun. That's what I'm missing, a man bun.
Mm.
What do you think, Johnny? A man bun? Should I grow a man bun? No. No.
Because I want to look like a samurai.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, cool.
Yeah, I don't much care for those.
No? You all right, Johnny?
Yeah.
You good? All right. Johnny's running the board today. He drew the short straw. So he's dealing with us, having to put up with us screwing around.
Who'd he piss off this week?
I don't know. Hey, what's up? Hey, Johnny, punch in here. Did you hear what Rich said?
I heard him.
What'd he say?
He said, I drew what?
You drew the short straw, yeah. And what happened? What'd you do wrong?
I didn't do anything wrong. I love working with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See? All right. I'll give you the 20 after
good
the
answer.
Show.
You know, your Christmas bonus is almost a year away.
Hopefully he doesn't have to draw the short straw every week. You know, that's what he's hoping. Yeah.
It's fine.
All right. Okay. That's good. How many minutes we got left for the break? You got, what, say yet?
Hour.
I still can't hear you.
You got about 30 seconds.
Okay, cool. That's what I thought. I knew. I could see the clock. It was getting close. He didn't give us our two-minute countdown. That's why. See? There goes the music. Can you hear that? That's perfect. All right. You can give us a call. Oh, you know, we got the tip of the week coming up next, don't we, Rich?
Ooh.
Yes, we do.
Okay, tease it real quick. What is it?
Insulation stuff.
More insulation.
More insulation.
There we go.
Yes.
Excellent. I tipped it in there. All right, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
Aww. Are we back up? There we go. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this with a voice today. There it goes.
Sherry, can you come out tonight?
Come out tonight.
I can do that part better today. All right.
A couple more seconds, you're going to have to pay royalties, you know.
Johnny's got his cut off. He's got his cover there.
He knows it, yeah.
All right. There we go. Since Sherry's sitting in for Robbie, I figured I'd play the Sherry song.
You know, I never get tired of that song.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It's a classic
like my
anyway.
Whole life, yeah. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. That's cool. So, all right. Let's see. There you go.
Yep.
Your mic's on there, Johnny. Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, right? Yeah, see? That's it. We're hearing Trixie in the background there, so we're hearing Trixie in the background. I don't know if you still got your mic on there or not, but there we go. Now it's good. Trixie doesn't like being on the air, just so you know. Oh, that was, oh, okay, yeah, all right. Sure. Nice cover, Johnny. All right. You know, you can follow us on Facebook and... we're on live right now, thanks to First Northern Credit Union. In part, they're helping sponsor that whole deal there. So
that's awesome.
Yep. You can see all three of us. All of us. See?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah.
Rock, it's all that's, weird, though, because I'm on the opposite side of my room, and all my stuff's on the wrong side in the
yeah,
film,
that's,
on Facebook.
That's Rich right there. But I'm pointing at Sherry, yeah. But that's Rich right there. And if I point to nothing, that's Sherry right there. There we go.
I know, that's so weird, isn't it?
Uh-huh, it's backwards.
So. I know, I was going to do, like, you know, my new T-shirt to help marketing, you know, but I couldn't find any regular tape.
Wait,
you know,
what?
Your name here, and I have to right. do it backwards so that while we're on screen, you can read it.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. That's how that works. You ready for the tip of the week?
I am. Did we lose Robbie?
Yeah. They're working on that. She's trying to dial in, but...
Well, I think if she's on Lucy Light. She needs to have the headphone plugged into her phone because it sounds like she's using, she's watching us on Facebook and trying to communicate through Facebook, and
yeah.
that's the delay. There's a 20 second,
yeah,
15 second delay. So she needs the Lucy Light will work with the phone. Just take that, plug it into the phone, boom, done.
Got it.
She can walk around the house then.
Oh, yeah. There you go. So,
okay.
Let's do the tip. We'll do the tip of the week, and we'll help her through this next break then. Here we go.
Okay, Sparky.
All right. So during the last couple of weeks there, Ron was up there helping Mike Novak insulate his attic. So one of the things that he did is he showed you all the steps to do it properly, but what he blew in there was cellulose insulation.
Uh-huh.
So it just got me to thinking, like, okay, somebody watches that, and they're going to go looking for cellulose to blow in there, but you don't have to use cellulose. There's a number of different things you can use.
Which is shredded
paper.
That was
probably the... Yeah, but that one's actually probably the easiest, and of course the mice don't have to chew it up when they get in there because it's already done for them.
Right.
You know, so yeah. If you don't get all the holes fixed and you get mice in there, it's a whole different issue.
Right. Well, I like it because it's not as itchy. If you do some of the other things, it's recycled paper and it's treated for fire retardant. So just put a mask on, you blow it in, and you're done. It's just a little dusty. Right. That's it. So
right.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about a little bit about different types of insulation. So the first thing you want to consider is that an installation. Is it easier to install and will it fill the entire void? Because you need to do that for better performance. So in the case of cellulose, yes, it's convenient, right? You just throw all the bags in the hopper, it grinds it up or breaks it up, and then you just shoot it around with the hose. So you can get into small areas, and it's really nice to do it that way. Will the product shrink? Will it settle or compact? So cellulose in walls, if he was to actually drill holes in the wall and actually fill those stud spaces with cellulose, over time it'll fail. Because what happens is it starts compacting.
Right.
So it's not a good choice for wall fill insulation. Now, a lot of companies do it. They'll mix an adhesive to it if you're doing a new home where they can spray it right on the exterior sheathing from the inside, and that will stay then. So that's a different way. So on a wall, to fill a wall, typically we'll use either fiberglass or a foam so that it doesn't settle down.
And it stays where you put it.
Yep. And then moisture is an issue. Almost every insulation, if it gets moist in any way, just from humidity, it loses its R value because you go from resistant to conductive when it gets wet. And since moist air rises, if you have a lot of showering going on in your house or a lot of cooking, that moisture goes right up through those can lights. It gets into your insulation, and that's actually cooler, so it condenses in the insulation. It could cause mold if it's cellulose. If it was mineral wool or fiberglass, it probably won't mold, but it will decrease the R value of your insulation. So it's important to do the air sealing for more reasons than we were just talking about. You know, otherwise it's an air filter.
Yes.
Beyond that, though, the fiberglass bats all the way down to open cell foam are all so similar. They're all in the R3 to almost R4 per inch. And so they all perform exactly the same. In other words, you test something, you have a UL label, they're all going to be 3.1 to 3.9, somewhere in that range. So regardless of the insulation you use, you're going to get the same performance. It's a proven thing. When you get to closed cell foam, the most expensive type of insulation you can do, there you're getting R6 to 6.8 per inch. So that's the best performing. Air seals, insulates great. And if you can do 3-4 inches of that in your exterior walls or your roof deck, you've got a really good tight house. And I guarantee you're going to need mechanical ventilation. But it's really a good way to insulate. So, and that stays in place and traps everything. So yeah, next time you're going to go work on your house or maybe figuring out, maybe you want to do like Ron, that's why we leave the videos in the newsletter. If you're going to add some insulation to your attic, just make sure you do it right.
The reason I use the cellulose is I don't like the fiberglass. There's little glass fibers that get in the air, that fiberglass dust, and that can get in your lungs. It's very irritating. Not only that, it's itchy. So yeah.
Doesn't make me itch.
No? Mm-mm. Huh.
Don't know why. Go up there in the attic in the summer and it just doesn't bother you.
Huh. Well, you know, what we used to do is the new guys, we would send them up there and they'd come out all itchy and we'd tell them to go take a hot shower.
Oh.
Oh, That opens your pores and makes it worse. You need to always stay cold.
Oh, no.
Cold water only. You're mean. You're a bastard.
Yeah. Yes. So that was always fun. And then they come back the next day for work like, man, I'm still itching. I don't like that. What'd you do? Well, I took a hot shower, like you said. Okay, good. Come on.
But yeah, I think out of all the insulations, like if you can't afford the closed cell foam, I would seriously recommend at least going to mineral wool.
Yes.
For wall insulation. And that mineral wool is great because it's real hard. It kind of feels more dense.
Yep.
So when you put it in a stud space or around something, it stays there. It packs the void tighter. So you have less net air leakage and a better, better contact. So
that's not the pink stuff, is it?
No.
No.
Yeah.
It's a brownish color. But the other good thing about it, it's not as conductive when it gets wet as fiberglass. So if
correct.
It does get wet,
it's much more moisture resistant.
It's moisture resistant.
So wet, cold climates or something, it's much better choice.
That's us.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. It's us. So, hey, stick around. We've got Steve Burness coming up next and more sun stuff.
Can't wait to hear what the scams are.
Yes.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.